Chapter 17. The Deadly March. Buck hurried back to his place by the fire before any of the others began to stir. He tried to keep his eyes diverted from Mrs. Warner, but caught her slightly smiling in his direction, as if acknowledging their secret meeting. Buck averted his eyes on each of these occasions, feeling a bit ashamed. Mr. Warner was the last to get up, with a great deal of difficulty. The hard ground was not kind to his advanced years. He moaned and then stretched, cursing under his breath as to his primitive accommodations. Allison, as usual, bounced up ready for another day of adventure. After a quick breakfast, the group again set off towards civilization. Mr. Warner was unable to match the cart's pace. The others had to stop often to wait for him to catch up. By the noon break, it was obvious to all that he could go no farther on foot. Mrs. Warner reluctantly gave up her place in the cart for the remainder of the day's travel. She found that walking on the uneven terrain was no easy chore, and demanded more rest stops than had her fat husband. The slower pace meant spending an extra night on the trail. Mr. Warner apologized profusely to his wife for his failure. She returned each of his comments with an angry glare or sharp criticism of his lack of stamina. Buck found himself feeling sorry for Mr. Warner and even guiltier for his own lustful actions of the previous evening. Mrs. Warner was an evil, vile person, and Buck hated that he could only hope for a repeat of last night's performance. Having once enjoyed the pleasure of a woman's body, nothing else could ever compare to the experience. He knew it was wrong to want another man's wife, but in this case, she was the one who wanted someone else. If not Buck, then it would be the next stranger who caught her fancy. She thought only of herself and her own pleasure. Her husband was simply an annoyance, tolerated for his money. As soon as they had made camp, Mr. Warner quickly fell asleep without eating any supper. His collar did not look good, and his breathing was becoming labored. If Buck's lust had not been so overpowering, he might have taken the time to get Mr. Warner to at least drink something. At this moment, Buck's only desire was to have the old man out of the way, so that he could be with Mrs. Warner. This might be his last opportunity. As soon as they were back in civilization, Mrs. Warner would board a train with her family and be gone from his life forever. Tonight, however, she would belong to him once more. In the concealment of darkness, they repeated her act of infidelity. With the dawn came the realization that Mr. Warner had passed away quietly in the night. His old heart had apparently failed him. Allison was grief-stricken at the loss of her beloved father and wailed pitifully at his side. Mrs. Warner showed little emotion. Not a single tear fell from her eyes, although she dabbed at them repeatedly with her silk hanky for show. After the two sailors loaded Mr. Warner's body onto the cart for the last leg of the expedition, Mrs. Warner quickly removed his money belt and stashed it under her dress. She now had what she prized most from their union, his wealth. Mrs. Warner walked beside Buck as he led the donkey. The strange funeral procession had Allison, along with Brother Curtis and Brother Joseph, walking behind the cart. Allison sobbed softly as the missionaries said prayers under their breath and both tried to console the grieving child. The two sailors walked well behind to avoid disturbing the child's mourning with their own conversation. When they neared the town, Mrs. Warner asked Buck what his plans were for the future. He told her that they lay at the bottom of the sea in the ship's safe. She then asked if he might be interested in working for her. Buck asked what the job entailed, even though he was not in a position to be picky. His $7 would not last long. Nevertheless, he did not want to appear desperate. She explained her need of an armed male escort for the trip back to New York. Buck would be both bodyguard for her and babysitter for Allison, among other things. He secretly hoped that these other things might include being her lover. She said he would be paid well for his services. Buck had no problem taking money for honest work, but the sex would just be a bonus of sorts. Taking money for that would make him no better than the tavern whores he held in such low regard. He accepted her offer of employment, resigning himself to the fact that his trip around the world would have to wait for a while, and possibly might never happen. Soon he would be heading in the opposite direction, backtracking over already traveled ground. The only bright side to his situation was that he now had a job, and would not have to try to live on his 7 measly dollars. After the town doctor secured statements from the group as witnesses to her husband's death, Mrs. Warner arranged to give him a decent burial in the town cemetery. He was gone from this world, and she now was a rich widow with a huge appetite for younger men. She would have her pick of young studs when she got back to New York. For now, this young cowboy would have to do. Mrs. Warner enjoyed the fact that she had taken Buck's virginity. This small conquest made her feel powerful. With the aid of her late husband's wealth, she would be able to ravish many more young men in the years to come.